What's going on? It's CJ the Day Slayer from the Upgrade America podcast. This is season 4.0, all that good stuff. Thank you for joining us, upgraders. We are back after a long hiatus, much needed. Life gets in the way. Hey, this is the first episode. We're going to keep them short this year. We're going to be more solution and action based this season. We want to get everybody into action mode. That's what we're all about. Like, share, subscribe. We're going to get a little more interactive this year with the public. Now that we're both in Florida, we can really take this to the next level. Hope you guys enjoy. Peace, wherever you're at.
Yeah. Favorite time. This is Upgrade America. You know what it is. Merch alert. Fresh off the presses. Upgrade America shirts. You know, they're always available. Shout out to Nye for putting it down. I'm Cameron Ra. Pleased to be joined by Spudership, CJ the Day Slayer.
You already know.
You know what it is. It's Upgrade America. We talk geopolitics and we discuss ways how to upgrade America, and that's probably one of our biggest value proposition is the analysis we provide in addition to the solutions onto a lot of the problems that are going on today. If you like the things we talk about and you really want to see this implemented to upgrade America, you got to write your politician, your local politician, your local representative. CJ is going to show you how to do that. If you could kindly share your screen and walk us through that process.
Yes, sir. Glad to help, fellow upgraders. Season 4, just so y'all know.
You already know. This is a really great film.
Okay, so for your local representatives in your state, I'm using Florida, for example. Obviously, we're both here. So you would put in your address in your city, and you could find your local politician. So it's pretty simple. I'm not going to put mine in there for OPSEC reasons.
OPSEC, yeah, no doubt.
Just to show you. And then if you want your House representative, you go here, right here, look in this corner up here, boom, put your zip code in and it'll pop up your House representative right there in DC for your district. Then, last but least, the Senate. You go here, real simple. Come right up here, find your senators. I can do this one because it's obvious. Florida, boom. There go your representatives right here. Rick Scott and Marco Rubio for Florida. And it gives you all their pertinent information, email, all that stuff.
Outstanding. So then that way you can send them links of our episodes and tell them, yo, we want to make this happen.
That's a great scenario. Yeah.
This is the world we live in. We can share information at the speed of light, and that's the way we're going to change things.
Go ahead and take this off real quick. Here.
But you mentioned that you did take action yourself, and you your local representative. Who did you write, and what was that discussion about?
Okay, so I will show that real quick. So this is the email right here. See if I can pop this out so I can't.
Before you go any further, I want to mention that for our viewers, you got a window in your lower right hand corner. If you could close that because it's blocking out the screen. I don't know what that is.
Where is it?
Lower right hand corner.
The window right here?
Yeah. Is it gone? I don't know what that was. Now I'm not seeing your screen yet.
Oh, you're not seeing me at all?
Nah, I see you. I don't see your screen.
Oh, I don't know what I did then. Oh, well, it made me cancel it out. All right, hold on. Start sharing.
Any pop-ups or anything?
No, I don't see anything.
But then we'll just press on it. Yeah. We'll walk our users through.
Okay. Let me see. Get back to this message here.
Okay, I don't see your screen, though. Okay, I see it now.
Okay. I think because I clicked on this purposely. All right, this one. So this is basically a response for our senator, Marco Rubio. And basically I wrote a AI generated to contact your US senator. And it was about veteran disabilities and expansion of benefits, et cetera, because Congress budgetary, I think, oversight board is having all these proposals basically to fuck with our benefits. Mm. And they had like four proposals. I don't really know them off the top of my head right now, but basically it's to fuck with our VA benefits and stuff like that, based on our income. And one was our income. I forgot the other thing. If you make over a certain amount, they adjust your disability based on your income, which basically would make it lower. Another proposition was to tax our income, our disability income.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a couple more propositions. It started from the Washington Post. They had an editorial on the Washington Post talking about this in concert with certain representatives in government. Because of the debt ceiling and all this stuff like that, they were like, okay, look, where can we cut? And I would think it's universal.
I gotta inject.
Go ahead.
They're going at it the wrong way. It's not about where can we jettison, where can we cut, it's like, what can we do different to raise revenue? And we already told you, sell drugs, legalize prostitution, print money, buy Bitcoin. Like, you have to do something radical because we are on the verge of really radical times. We're already, 2020 was just, that was unprecedented. But they need to do things differently. And we need, the American people need to express that, we do have the courage to hold on and support radical policy. In fact, here are some ideas. And we need to start feeding these ideas to these lawmakers because they're going in there without consent, and they're writing policies and laws messing with Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, and things they have no idea about what they're dealing with. But please, I'm sorry I ranted long enough. What was his response?
So this is the response when I'm scrolling right here, right? So he was basically talking about, we have the third most highest veteran population in the nation. That's interesting. I think Texas and California would be one and two, if I remember correctly. Basically, I can kind of tell it's like a canned response. It's not necessarily a genuine, like, him writing.
You can use AI too?
Yeah, probably. But I was looking over. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying, or someone from his office.
Yeah, I was about to say that, a staffer. Now, although I see these benefits, right? Presumptive benefits of war fighters exposed to burn pits and other toxins act. I was a part of that. I signed up for the registry for toxic exposure, all that, like years back. So they did pass that. But this is the thing. They passed it, but you still got to go through the same process to prove that you're worthy of it. So yeah, you passed it, but you still got to jump through the same hoops, just like in the past. Now, if they had said you're automatically qualified and you're automatically considered disabled if you served during this time in this theater, that's a whole different ball game. But they didn't do that. But I will say that is an improvement, especially for our Vietnam vets, especially with Agent Orange. And then the other big one is Camp Lejeune. They're dealing with the bad water or something like that, hazardous stuff. The PACT Act is another part of this. It's all kind of tied together. But I'm just slowly scrolling so y'all can see this because it is kind of a lot to read real quick. But this one's interesting. Free Veterans from Fees Act, which away fees for veterans hosting events at Washington, D.C., war memorials became a law as part of a Consolidated Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2023. So, I mean, that's the least they can do. And then this is new. So they're saying that the Major Richard Starr Act, you can get concurrent receipt of retirement pay, disability compensation for veterans with combat-related disability who are forced to medically retire prior to 20 years of service. So that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. But I pushed, and I wish I had a copy of what I wrote. For some reason, I don't have a copy. For some reason, because I emailed them, but I didn't have a copy of what I wrote. But I was like, what we talk about here on Upgrade America is a lot of this shit should be automated. Like, disability claims should be done within a month. Everything from start to finish. All that, you should have your rating, you should have your evaluation. All this stuff should be done within a month. With our technology, with AI, automation, all this kind of stuff, there's no way why we're not doing this already. So that's kind of what I was pushing on in my response to them. I said, although these things are nice, the fact that you're considering even cutting or readjusting our stuff when there's plenty of wasteful spending in our government is pretty disrespectful and treasonous, in my opinion. I brought that up in the letter. I made sure to use that language.
Above all, it's unwise because it's like you want to rob the folks who did your dirty work. And Biola are the best seasoned killers in the world. Like, why on earth would any sane person want to put their hands in their back? Our back, should I say. But, yeah. You know the process. Because, let me recap on how our system works. It's like, hey, I trust you. I'm going to give you some power. But once they're in, there's no obligation to do anything. You have to keep reminding them, hey, this is what we want. Because right now, our feedback loop between our politicians, and because, yeah, it's nice to get a canned automated email, but there needs to be like, hey, I ingested this information. I've considered it, and we need to have a way to interact with our policymakers.
So I will throw this caveat in there. They had a, I want to say it was either an in-person town hall, but I had to work, so I couldn't get off. Like, if it was during, if I was able to do it, I probably took some footage and actually went. But they did have kind of like a mobile town hall, and they picked the area to have his staffers go there and answer any questions or concerns from the constituents. So I will give him that credit. They gave me that link and all that stuff, the information for that. It's just the timing of I couldn't do it because I had to work. So I will throw that out there.
Still, town halls are, they're not as frequently as they should be. We discussed before how we need an application. Let's just throw it out there. The United States government should buy Twitter. Take it. Acquire it. And then you got the users on there. Put another way of authenticating them. Even if it's through your driver's license.
That's the best
Whenever
way to
you do. Buy, what is it? Know your customer. Use something similar. You have to provide your driver's license, some ways of validation. Cool, you've been validated. And then use that for American voters to communicate with lawmakers. We need a feedback loop. Twitter's cool, but we need something official. We can't have bots, you know, communicating with lawmakers that can be bought by Chinese, Russians, or whomever. We need the validated Americans to communicate with lawmakers in real time.
100%. I agree with that. So we're going to talk about AI, but as we transition to that, I will say I did use AI to craft my letter response to the senator, and it was pretty cool. Like, I put like, so I think it was one of them I signed up for. I can't remember which one exactly. And I said, hey, how to respond to a senator, blah, blah, blah. And it spit out the whole thing. And all I had to do was like copy and paste and put like my thoughts and stuff like that in there. So it's pretty cool.
Incredible technology. I guess I'm going to rant about the, you know, the dangers of it.
Yeah.
Surely. But yeah, let's just dive deep. So like, I mentioned before in Upgrade America, mini season one, the some dangers of AI. The most obvious is that it can outperform its human counterparts in most tasks. now we're seeing where the average human being, anyone, can harness a powerful system that is capable of passing the bar. It's capable, you have access to a lawyer. Any human being is capable of accessing a powerful machine that can write computer code, that can write a website code. And that sounds awesome, that sounds great, but in the hands of a bad actor, you think cybersecurity was crazy before? It's gonna get crazier now. Yeah. You know how I just effortlessly wrote you that letter?
Yeah.
It can effortlessly write a letter for, how do you say, for phishing. A very convincing letter for phishing.
Oh, yeah. Someone
to provide credentials or, you know, that's one scenario. However, in the hands of another type of hacker, one who uses code and uses brute force attacks, this artificial intelligence machine can write code that can help an already experienced hacker become more dangerous. So yeah. Cybersecurity is going to get nuts just because of that. But above all, you have powerful systems that are concentrated in the hands of a few, and those dangers we need to consider. Said it maybe 4 years ago, we need a constitution for AI and stuff, and now everyone's talking about it. So yeah. further inject, like, yeah, we need a constitution, but also a task force. I said that we need a cyber force, not a, yeah, we have a cyber command. A command is smaller than a force. We need an entire military branch dedicated to keeping our cyber technology sound, above all, managing the bigger threat that's greater than Russia or China combined, is a rogue AI. So there.
Wow. Good point. Man, you're right. And we've been talking about this pretty consistently. You've been ahead of the curve, and it took me a while, a couple seasons, but I finally come like, yeah, you know what? You got points here. It's all coming out to fruition. So here's five things that I've been thinking about real quick for today's episode on to upgrade America in 2024. We got a presidential race coming up. Our governor, Ron DeSantis, is supposed to be running for president. So here's a couple of ideas that I feel like would be pretty easy to implement. Paid paternity and maternity leave on a federal level. Like, that's mandatory. Okay. We don't have that. Mandatory DNA test at birth for paternity. So your wife or your partner, whoever is giving birth, mandatory DNA test. That should be federal. That should apply federally. Go ahead.
I'm not against that. I'm gonna see some people push back. Definitely some ladies push back. On that, but it's the funding of it, though, is
figure it out.
I wouldn't say mandatory, I would say available. Those resources should be available.
Okay,
everyone jump through that hoop. I don't know,
just saying it'd be uniform, you know.
And I'm being objective, what is it? How does that serve? The federal government and the American people.
Well, I feel like this is my perspective. It would cut down on paternity fraud, maternity fraud, all this. That would cut down on all that confusion. That would also help unburden the welfare system, social programs. Because now you know who the father is, so now they're definitely obligated to take care of their child, unless they give up their rights, obviously, or the mother gives up their rights, or adoption, or, you know, besides those circumstances, yeah, we save taxpayers money for social programs for people that really need it. I feel like you would cut out a lot of waste and a lot of spending based on implementing this. That's the purpose of it.
I understand that perspective. Now, with the maternity leave, does that apply to men and must they be wed to these? Or can I just, every time I got a new baby mama, can I be like, yo, I'm taking some weeks off? Like, how would that work?
I was kind of fighting with this.
That's just a scenario.
Yeah, no. I think we should have paternity leave and maternity leave paid. Plenty of countries do this. Scandinavian, I think.
That's true. Maternity and paternity, what is one is it? When you get off for having a baby?
That's maternity for the woman. That's
paternity, okay.
Yeah, paternity is for the father to get that time off, too.
Yeah.
No, it's all good. I'm really torn on it. Hold on, let me hold that thought, right? I'm gonna go to this other one that's kind of controversial because it kind of, all these kind of tie in together. So I've been hearing this and it's kind of controversial, but it kind of makes sense in a way. So we know how we get a marriage license here. So somebody brought it up, I forgot who, that it should be up for renewal every 5 years. What do you want to say? Yep, like a driver's license.
Interesting.
And I don't know where you go from that, but I do think that would help a lot of relationships.
Yeah. So hold on. So you mean to say like the marriage would expire? It's like I'm gonna divorce her. Just let that marriage expire. Like, is that how it works?
Well, this is all tied together. So the other thing is equality and custodial rights and child support. So meaning, say the parents don't want to stay together for whatever reason, as long as there's no like abuse or anything, it should be automatic. It should be ruled automatic co-parenting and child support both ways financially.
To be negotiated, but oh man, there's one juicy one that I wanted to touch on before that slips my mind. But there's some radical ideas to do that on the federal level.
Why not? Oh, the last one. This is one everybody can get behind, obviously, with no controversy. It'll be some controversy, but not from the American people. We should go to, we've been talking about this on Upgrade America all three seasons. Now we're in season four. We should go switch over to a living wage federally. No more minimum wage, a living wage with a COLA increase. And for those who don't know, they haven't worked in government, COLA means cost of living allowance. So basically, every year you get extra money because the cost of living goes up. Simple and sweet.
Okay, so it's like, I like what you're going, but it's like, in my mind, I'm thinking macroeconomics.
Okay.
So it's like, no matter what, you're doing a cost of living wage, but like, it just sounds like people are going to be getting paid more.
Essentially, yeah, because minimum wage ain't shit. Like,
and so it's just, I just see that people are getting paid more, which means the price of goods is going to go up on everything.
Possibly, but you already know, based on what we're talking about AI, they're going to be taking over a lot of menial tasks. A lot of that's between AI and robots, they're going to be taking over a lot of the menial stuff. So yeah. You will be able to afford to pay people more.
Yes. Hence my whole, this is the argument that I made before with McDonald's. Automation. Yeah, you can raise the minimum wage with automation. Fire everyone and have a single employee manage the robots. And that's kind of what I see. But again, you're going to have, in that society where everyone's a millionaire, The price of an iPhone is like $100,000. The price of everything goes up. That's nothing I'm prepared to provide though right now on in this time frame. But yeah, the number of people are gonna have to crunch that on, because I've read how the raising the minimum wage can hurt people. And also the argument with we'll discuss those numbers another time. But what other concepts did you have?
That was pretty much it for now. I just wanted to keep it short and sweet. you know, five things to help upgrade America in 2024 since this election season coming up.
I want to, since we're, you know, just making new rules, radical new rules, I want to ban public smoking. Like,
oh!
I'm not a fan of, you know, how do you say, it's public mass murder. Like, when I'm going out in public to a park and I'm running and I'm breathing hard and people are blowing it down, like, and then I gotta breathe. Go kill yourself in a room somewhere. Like, don't do that outside, particularly where there's children. I'm highly against that. And
how do you police that? Because you can make the argument, okay, at least they are outside. It's not in a confined space where people can inhale it quicker. When it can dissipate, once they breathe it out, it'll dissipate a lot quicker with wind and all that stuff. So how do you police that? Like, we've already basically
cracked police in parks and stuff where children are at, and that's a given, but children are everywhere, you know? So it's like, how do you police it? Okay, when I'm going to Walmart or, you know, whatever establishment and the miserable employee is there, I don't want to see you smoking a cigarette in front of the store while I'm walking in there to give you money. Like, with my kids, like, put your butt in the back, where the back, where the dumpsters are, and you can breathe that stuff. But that's a bad look for the, that's a bad look for the company, and then you're out there complaining about how your life sucks. Like, yeah. Do that in the back, you know, okay. If at all. But,
I'm just making the argument for smokers, because, to be honest, they have been cracked down on a lot. Between, you used to be able to smoke on planes. You used to be able to smoke everywhere. Like, you almost can't smoke anywhere. It's even to the point now, you can't even smoke on company property in certain places. Like, my old location, which I will not name where I work at, but my old store, you had to go, like, literally off property, like, right there to smoke. There's no other places to smoke. So, that's what I say. It's kind of...
I haven't been to the office in, like, let's call it 3 years.
Yeah.
The last time I was, there's a smoke pit in front of the door. You,
nah.
Like every building, and you want to encourage a healthy culture. Don't make it easy for people to poison themselves and others through the. I was just throwing. I couldn't think of any other radical rules. I was just like, what do I not like at the moment? I'm just like, yeah, like this is annoying. I'm just like, make it illegal.
I mean, this is another factor, you know, between vaping and then, you know, you got marijuana too, is becoming legal in every state. So it's like,
and while I'm pro cannabis still, I think that it should be used in, you should respect people, you should respect the air. We got enough crap floating around in the air. If you're gonna smoke, cool, be considerate of the wind. We talk about this when we're doing cordons in the Air Force, man. Like, how you gotta be considerate of, you know, chemicals blowing downwind. The same applies to smoke. Like, okay, people are here. If you locate, if you smoke this way, the wind's gonna blow it away from them. I don't know. Be considerate. Maybe we won't make it a leap.
It's time.
We got 3 minutes, man. Yes. What words of wisdom you got? I see you got the heavy bag out there.
Yeah, man. It's great cardio. So I've gotten up to today. I think I hit it for about 6 minutes.
Outstanding.
Two great rounds. So I'm trying to work my way up.
You're doing six. Oh, you're doing two rounds. All right, cool.
Well, no, I did it consecutively. Like, I did it in one shot. Because what I did, I figured out for me, is I play like music with rapid pace, right? So I don't think about it when the music's going, because I'm hearing the music. I'm like, okay, boom, boom, boom. I know once the song goes off, that's been like 6 minutes. I kind of timed it out to where I know it's. Fitbit? Huh?
You have a Fitbit?
Yeah. Fitbit, yeah. Keep track of my steps and all that.
I read that your heart actually syncs with the music that you listen to. Sort of high speed music as you're listening to. Like, I listen to a lot of synth wave, high speed synth when I run. It's very high energy when I work out too. It's very high energy and it makes me want to pump push harder, you know, and like that's a good technique. But I find boxing training is like, if I can't run, if that day I find hitting the bag for a good 4 minutes, like straight, it'll get your heart level up. It'll get you breathing hard. You'll break a sweat. And if you can't afford to dedicate an entire hour to working out, yo, boxing is a real quick workout, and compounded over time, it'll boost your confidence and overall, you know, work your entire body up.
Yeah. So, you know, especially now that I've hit 40, celebrated a birthday, Cinco de Mayo.
Yo, God bless, man.
You know, went to Panama real quick. It was fun. I fit in perfectly there. I definitely want to brush up on my Spanish because I actually had to use it there. it was cool, man. Very historic. I saw the canal, how that works. I made a contact there, OG there that lives there. Shout out to him, David. He's real cool. And yeah, it was a great experience, man. I can't wait to do my next trip. Probably Puerto Rico will be my next trip. Something quick.
No doubt. Within the territories. But yeah, before we drop, you know, a win is a win. Get them how you get it. And, you know, keep on pushing. He's still in the game. Upgrade America. You know what it is. Catch you on the next episode. Peace.